Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, some bad news for motorists, particularly if you use the toll roads around the country, because there are going to be increases across the national road network effective from the 1st of January. This is according to Transport Infrastructure Ireland in the last little while. Among the roads to see increases will be the M50 and the Port Tunnel in Dublin, which will see many road users charged an extra 10 cent. Now, there'll be a 1 euro increase for those who are travelling southbound through the Port Tunnel during the morning peak hours of 6am to 10am. So that's going up from 13 euro to 14 euro. And TII says this is to preserve capacity for HGVs. So they want the trucks going through there at peak times and not anybody else. All categories of vehicles using the M50 will experience an increase, apart from unregistered motor cars without a tag or a video account. Heavy goods vehicles will see an increase of 20 cent on the M50, and there'll be 10 cent added to the users of the M4 Kilcock to Kinnegad and the M3 Cluny to Kells, and a 20 cent increase on HGVs or more on the M4. So that's just announced in the last couple of minutes. Your toll is going up along with everything else at the moment. Now, we're also going to be talking next about costs to consumers, because many people will use a dodgy TV box in Ireland. We know that that is a widespread practice, but now we're asking whether Ireland could follow Italy's lead and start targeting the dodgy box users with direct fines, because so far we have seen prosecutions focused on suppliers of dodgy boxes, with three people found liable to pay fines to Sky over lost revenue last week. But following those prosecutions, Sky issued a statement saying that if the Italian crackdown was workable in Ireland, they'd seek to introduce it here too. Well, Adrian Weckler is technology editor with the Irish Independent, and he can explain all of this to us. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Claire.
Sky issued that statement to you, but before we come to what they might do, will you explain the scale of dodgy TV box use in Ireland?
Yeah, so it is very widespread, as you say. So a Sunday Independent poll last year put it at one in five households. So that roughly equates to somewhere in the region of 400,000 households. So probably well over a million people. And we see that in the figures of sellers and distributors who are prosecuted every year. That's increasing in frequency. You referred to three individuals last week from Louth who were found by the High Court to be liable for hundreds of thousands of euro. Each of those would have had many thousands of subscribers. Typically, people find this, or they sell these subscriptions and these devices online on social media groups. And people sign up to them because they think they're saving a huge amount of money. Typically, it costs 60 or 70 euro a year, which to some people seems like a huge saving on the 60, 70, 80 euro per month that they would spend if they were paying for it legally.
Now, what we have seen of late is that the people who supply the dodgy boxes, the people who take in that 60 euro a year from the users, they're the ones who have been targeted. They're the ones, aren't they, who have been before the courts?
Yes, and that is for a number of reasons. The Gardaí told me last year that they simply won't go after the users under the current legal and administrative setup because, first of all, there are so many people using them. But secondly, that to prosecute a user would be quite an involved process. It would require a formal prosecution, a court appearance, the way it's set up at the moment. And so what happens is both the copyright holders, the broadcasters, the Skies, and increasingly, by the way, the GAAs and the League of Ireland's, who have thrown their lot in with those broadcasters as rights holders themselves, they tend to go after the sellers and distributors, people who are making hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of euro per year, and they hope that they can cut off the supply that way. But that hasn't really worked. We know that from the figures. It's simply too easy to acquire one and to sign up to one.
So the fact that these prosecutions have happened, are you saying that that hasn't really impacted the number of people who are willing to sign up to a dodgy box service?
It doesn't appear to have. According to some of the broadcasters that I've spoken to who do their own private polling, that figure has remained fairly constant over the last few years. Some of them put it at about 250, 300 households. Some of them put it a little bit more, but it hasn't radically gone down anyway. If anything, it has crept up. And the what they're thinking now, the strategy now appears to be to try and introduce a new element to it, to try and start for the first time targeting the users, which probably will require some kind of legal update if they're going to copy what they did in Italy, because that did require a legal update.
So what did they do in Italy, and what are they doing now in terms of pursuing the people who use the dodgy box?
Yeah, well, they changed the law to give Italy's equivalent of our telecoms communication and communication regulator, Comreg. They have a regulator called ICOM. And they changed the law to give that state body the power to do two things. First of all, to cut off the streams, to order the internet service providers in Italy to block the streams of the dodgy box streams and services online. But also, secondly, to allow for the sharing of the subscriber information when the police raid a seller to the authorities, and for the pursuit of administrative fines. So in other words, instead of, like in Ireland, where a prosecution would involve maybe six or seven steps and take a long time, in Italy, what's happening now is that people are getting fines in the post, the way they would for, say, motoring penalty points. It's a much simpler system. It's an administrative fine. The fine is for a minimum of €150, but can go up to several thousand euro. So they've simplified and streamlined the process in Italy to allow for instant fines in the post, based on your information as a dodgy box subscriber that they got from raiding the seller.
So it is like a set fine, as opposed to trying to recoup any losses that the company would have made if you were signed up as a subscriber.
That's absolutely correct. Now, there might be some prevarication and some sneering at the size of the fine. So it's a minimum of €154 in Italy. Already I've seen commentary from some on social media who would suggest, well, if it's only €154, that might be a risk they'd be willing to take, particularly if there are no other consequences. So I'm sure if this idea takes root here in Ireland, and Sky in particular says that it wants to pursue this, and that shouldn't be underappreciated. In general, if you look at copyright laws in Ireland over the last 10 or 20 years, when rights holders pursue an issue and lobby hard enough on it for enough years, generally speaking, the law tends to change. We saw that with music piracy. We saw that with internet service providers in the 2000s with three strikes policies. So if they lobby on this, consistently, there probably is a good shot that the law will be updated here.
So there would have to be a political will, though, to want to make this change.
There would. And up to now, you could argue there hasn't been much of a political will, because how does it benefit a TD or even a minister to take this up as an issue? Now, there are a few things that might be shifting here. In the last year or two, big sports organisations like the GAA, League of Ireland, and small sports organisations like Clubber, which is the local GAA streaming service for local club games, they have gotten on board here. Now, if they join a lobbying effort, and they've started to put their names to a lot of these anti-piracy statements as well. So that slightly changes the narrative from, you know, you're only taking money from a big multinational like Sky, which cossets all these multi-million euro Premier League footballers, and they should reduce their fees, mm-hmm. which is a narrative you sometimes hear. That changes that from Sky to the GAA, to the League of Ireland, to my local club.
Yeah.
That's one possible tweak.
I take your point there, but I mean, we're getting an awful lot of messages from people this morning who are saying, like this one, why don't these companies reduce their eye-watering prices and then more people will go legit? And I mean, people who are paying for one of these services will know that if you want the sports packages and you want a couple of the streaming services in there as well, you're paying like you could be up to around €200 a month.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. And you could draw analogies to the music business and Napster in the 90s. And that did lead to services like Spotify and Apple Music, where for, you know, a tenner a month or €15 a month, you get all of your music. So you could make that argument. On the other hand, it's a little bit of a fatuous argument as well, in the sense that these services, generally speaking, you know, they're not utilities. It's not, you know, heating. It's not water. It's not, you know, food based. These are luxury services. If you want to watch every single Premier League game and Formula One race and every single movie that's made, that's not something that you could argue is part of the daily necessity of life. So if you're choosing to pirate that, you're not doing it because you're trying to feed your starving family. You're doing it because you just want to do it. It's a luxury item. Mm-hmm. So that argument probably only goes so far.
Okay, well, look, let's see what happens. There's a good few steps to go before the individual users of these dodgy boxes will be targeted, but it is possibly coming down the track. Adrian, thanks for explaining it to us. Adrian Weckler there, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Coming up next, we'll have two librarians with us and they'll be getting your reading list sorted for the next little while and telling us what books are flying off the shelves.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.